And so he said in verse 5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. What you need, what you need is already there. And you have access to it. And faith is what reaches into that realm of the unseen, and bring it into this seen realm. Hallelujah. And so he said it like this. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before when? In the truth of the gospel. That's why it's important to preach the truth. Because see, people that tell you, preach stuff and say they're preaching the gospel and they're lying to you. God wants you to understand everything you need is laid up for you. You have become an heir to it. You are a joint heir with Jesus. What is it? Joint heir with anything, everything that has to do with life. Did not 2 Peter 1:3 says, God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness? Huh? And say it comes through the knowledge? That means, how are you going to obtain something you don't know about? That means when you know that it belongs to you, you know it's there, and you know how to go there and get it. Then it doesn't matter about what people say. Yes, you will be challenged. Yes, opposition show up, but that don't stop God. It didn't stop God from keeping Daniel in the lion's den. It didn't stop God from keeping those three Hebrew boys from burning up with fire. You mean to tell me God is better under a lesser covenant than he is with a better covenant? I don't think so. We must be fully persuaded. Let me move on. Not only that, what God has provided for us in Christ Jesus, it is all there for us now. So we don't have to be afraid of anything, anybody. What he has provided for us in Christ Jesus, it all belongs to us right now. It's yours. It belongs to you. You have a right to it. That's why he made you righteous. So you have a right to it. You are in right standing with God. Nothing God has for you, he opposes you of receiving it, of blocking it from you. You have a full right to all that God provided. He did not provide all these things in Christ for you to hold out on you. He provided for you could take, so you could take hold to that and possess it now in this life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So he tells us, now listen to what he said, Luke 12:31-32. He said, but rather seek ye the kingdom. Not a God that hides himself. Why? Because you're now in the kingdom. You've been made right. You've been made right with God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You've been made right. You have a right to it. So he said, rather seek you the kingdom. Why? Because you're in it. Find out how it works. And all these things shall be added unto you. And don't be afraid. He said, fear not, little flock. Don't be afraid. He called us his flock. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Ooh, that's so good. His good pleasure to heal you. His good pleasure to lead you. His good pleasure to commune with you. His good pleasure to teach you. And his good pleasure to give you your house. It's his good pleasure for you to go to bed and sleep good. It's his good pleasure for you to pay your bill without any stress or strain. Hallelujah. It's his good pleasure to do it. That's why he said, seek the kingdom, find out how to operate. He know that we have need of all these things. And he said, come over in my kingdom and I'll teach you how to operate in divine principle rather than by the world system where you get swindled, cheated, overcharged, steal from you, lie to you, and you over there on your own wit and trying to make things work, huh? But when you come over here in the kingdom, I give you divine ability called grace. Y'all ain't talking to me. Called grace, God's ability to get well. God's ability to walk in health. God's ability to win and achieve and overcome and triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That makes faith very important that we understand it. We spend time, we live by it. It's not something we pick up and carry. It's not something that we carry around like we do a spare tire in our car. When one go flat, we jump in the, look in the trunk and grab it. No. That ain't the way it works. It works all the time. It's our life. Amen. 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 Ushers, because I'm done.